Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Madden! Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bhante, greetings from San Francisco. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. This is, you know, I think we just crossed into February, so time is flying. The first month of 2020 is over, so yeah. Times are flying. Rohit, I'm good. How are things with you?
Oh, excellent. You know, last week I turned a year older, so, you know, again, last year was kind of a crazy year. I mean, a lot of good happened, but it was also a very hard year in many ways. So I'm hoping that, you know, goodbye to last year, but based on the good that happened last year, you know, just hoping to get a few things done, just some personal goals, learning some new stuff. I tried to learn one or two new things, but otherwise, all good, man, all good.
Right. So what are we going to talk about today, Rohit?
A bunch of things. I think we'll do, like, you know, between the different episodes we do, we want to get back to some levity. There's dark times in India, obviously, but the one thing I want to talk about, speaking of levity, is there's this comedian, Kunal Kamra. And Kunal's pretty popular. He's, you know, been a critic of the Modi government for a few years. I actually have exchanged a couple of, you know, had a couple of conversations with him over Twitter when we still had our account before it was banned. And, you know, I think he was sort of popular, but then when he was still not really well known, but because he was critical of Modi, he was kind of informally banished because he was told not, you know, there was pressure from the Modi government and chamchas, or people self-censored themselves, and he lost a lot of work, I believe. And then he kind of came back, used social media, he's become popular. He's been outspoken in the lead-up to these protests, and to the point where one of Delhi's BJP officials, like, directly threatened him and told him he would kill him or something. Now, he's shot into the news because he happened to be on a flight with IndiGogo, I think. That's the name of the airline. And on the same flight, there was our, you know, Mr. Arnab. And Kamra, I don't want to sugarcoat it. He heckled Arnab. I don't want to say he confronted. I don't want to say he questioned. He asked Arnab to, you know, for a debate. And his point was that Arnab's, you know, dog whistling and screaming at people and calling people anti-national have been directly responsible for people's death. And the one particular case that I think was in the back of his mind was that, you know, there was a Dalit student called Rohit Vemula who, you know, had been, because of the rampant and endemic casteism at our educational institutions, he had been driven to commit suicide. So he died by suicide. His mother, Radhika Vemula, has been keeping his, you know, memory alive. And, you know, Arnab had basically led this witch hunt of sorts against the family by saying that he wasn't a real Dalit. You know, it's again, classic obfuscation. So Kunal Kamra went on and then, you know, he posted this video. I believe it's got over 1 million plays. A number of things happened. First, we'll talk about the reaction to the video later, but the airline banned him and they for flying for 6 months. And the Ministry of Civil Aviation, the junior minister, Hardeep Puri, who's a former bureaucrat, I think he made the decision. Other airlines on which he didn't fly, Air India, etc., have also banned him. A couple of airlines haven't banned him. Now, it was pointed out to the minister that this was not a level one violation or whatever it is, or it was a level one violation or not two. That Kamra, yes, he did this. He was told by, you know, various people, he was told by staff members to get back to his seat. He apologized to the other passengers. He went back. So obviously some, you know, kind of reprimand is in order. But this was like very excessive. And obviously it's coming because of, you know, Arnab's proximity to the BJP regime. The minister replied saying that rules don't matter. We will go beyond the rules. So this is bizarre for a minister to make this kind of remark. It's clearly saying that we're going to teach any critic of the Modi government a lesson. And very interestingly, this has got coverage in the international press. The South China Morning Post carried an article in which they described Arnab as not a journalist, but a BJP ally. The exact statement was that the BJP, comedian grounded for heckling BJP ally on flight. The pilot of the flight and, you know, has come out saying that this does not warrant a suspension. It's inconsistent with the rules. I have to make this point. He's probably just jeopardized his career by doing that. So this has led to a lot of debate where, you know, liberals and someone like Nidhi Razdan is saying that, hey, you may disagree with Arnab, but, you know, you can't do this to people on a flight. And, you know, others on the other hand, Shashi Tharoor has said that Republic staff has harangued me on flights several times. So I don't see a problem with this, right? And nominally, Republic may be a journalistic organization, but it's practically an arm of the BJP. It, you know, just because you have a media license doesn't mean you are really a journalistic organization. But even if you're a journalistic organization, even if you are a journalistic organization, do you get special license to harass people on flights? So no action's been ever taken against, you know, the proprietors or any of the owners. The other point that people have raised is that there have been incidents where politicians, Sadhvi Pragya, who's, you know, basically an accused for murder and I think is out on bail, or I don't know what happened. I mean, she's been involved in these bomb blasts and stuff. She misbehaved on a flight. We know of ample cases where politicians or powerful Indians or their relatives or rich douche, sorry, D-bags, they, you know, molest or harass or harangue or slap or assault, you know, staff or other passengers. Nothing ever happens to them. So this is, again, an inconsistency that people have pointed out. Kamra remains unrepentant, and he says that I don't give a damn for this woke culture that, you know, we have to tread we have to be very careful of following these, you know, hallowed liberal principles. I don't want liberal validation. Whether I did something that was right or wrong, everyone's free to choose, and that's a fair point. So as it stands, the bulk of Indian airlines have, banned him for 6 months at least, or maybe indefinitely, I don't know. But a couple like Air Vistara haven't, for which, you know, again, kudos to them, that they've just taken their own decision. So I do have some very interesting notions here about what counts as protest. And I want to draw attention to some interesting articles that people have written, which have, you know, raised some really, really insightful perspectives. But I'll turn it over to you. So those are kind of, that's a quick and dirty kind of summary of a lot that's happened since the, including the incident and since it.
Okay. I think in the perspective, let's first strip back the personalities and see it as individuals and the context.
Right.
So there are two private individuals, one employed in a journalistic / semi-journalistic occupation, whatever you choose to call it, and the other nominal public figure in the shape of a comedian whose predominant existence is in social media. Right? Am I reading that right? That if you strip the names away, and if you landed from Mars onto the sequence, these are the two people. Yeah. They're essentially two private individuals. Correct, they do not hold public office of any kind. Is that correct?
That is correct. Officially, yes. Officially, Arnab is not part of the BJP yet. Officially, I don't know. He may be a BJP member. I have no idea, but he's not. He's not part of the government.
But my point is that these are two private citizens. In private air travel, commercial air travel. No, this is not their private jet. And the comedian, and again, I don't know how funny Kunal is, but you know.
I'll say one thing. You know, I'm going to say one thing, and this is going to get me into a bunch of trouble. And you know, again, people, you know what people are like. They're going to be like, "Hey, you're not funny." That may be the case. Kunal is super funny, man. Like the three funniest people I think in India. Stand-up wise, Kunal Kamra, there's a comedian called, if you want gender neutral, Saloni Gaur. She's fantastic. She does this character called Nazmi Api, a Muslim lady commenting on political affairs. She's just done some video where she's, you know, mimicking Kangana Ranaut. She's fantastic. And then Varun Grover, right? He's very funny. And the whole troupe that Grover is part of, which is Aisi Taisi Democracy, they are brilliant. There's some other guys who, you know, they may be smart and insightful. I don't find them particularly funny, like Veer.
I haven't heard Kunal Kamra, but let's run with the fact that he's a funny comedian, right? Because there are comedians who aren't funny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a funny comedian. And so what happens is he approaches this person who's a journalist in another life and asks him, in a hectoring kind of manner, what is it? What his views are on this particular case, right? Where a student has committed suicide, and he's principally been cheerleading, and to which, as far as I recollect on the video, Arnab doesn't respond, right? So he doesn't provide a response to it, right? And at some point, the staff in the airline asks this guy to sit down, Kunal Kamra to sit down, and he goes over and sits down. Now, when this happens, these type of incidents happen quite a lot in the air. When it happens, generally it happens because somebody's drunk too much, right? Where they have drunk 6 bottles of little miniature whiskies, and then they pick an argument with something. And what happens is both people involved are warned, and then when the plane lands, the offending party, as per the airline crew, is on evidence by best passengers in the airline crew, is served some kind of fine or put in jail or things. It varies by country to country. I do not know what the civil aviation rules are, right? And I think the jury, like in a ship, my understanding is, like in a ship on an airplane, what constitutes a breach of law is kind of defined and expressed by the pilot and the people who are running the airline, right?
So I would say, just to step in, my sense is there are three sets of rules probably at work. One is that you have to probably follow some international protocols. The second is the law of the nation. And the third would be the judgment of the pilot and this crew.
Right. Okay, so let's take it from pilot and crew. So as far as pilot and crew were concerned, this guy didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
Right? And they said as much.
Nothing.
So then there's civil aviation law, which says that... what do we know what the civil aviation conditions are? I mean, is this something for which an individual can be banned from flying?
No. It's excessive. You can't be banned. The pilot of the airline, IndiGoGo, the pilot of that particular flight has come out saying that he said he did nothing deserving this ban. I mean, maybe there's some, maybe he gets a 1-week ban. I don't know. There's, maybe there you get a letter saying that we'll give you a warning or something. But he's come out very clearly. In fact, what wound up happening is that a particular regulatory body also set out the rules. And the rules very clearly stated that the rules, I mean, without there being any framing letter, they just put out the relevant part of the rule book. And they wound up actually embarrassing themselves because the relevant part of the rule book that they put out on public social media actually made it very clear that the punishment that was meted out was excessive. And then they got very embarrassed saying that this is a misinterpretation, Huffington Post or whoever, India, whoever is spinning it, actually... it is very consistent with what the rules are, the punishment, but it wasn't. So we are very clear about that, that by Indian civil aviation rules, Kamra did not deserve this. Now, the question is ethically, should he have done it or not? Was it a decent thing to do or not, given who Arnab is? Do you take the moral high ground, etc.? That opens like many cans of worms, which we can talk about.
No, I think, if as per the pilot and the airline staff, this guy hasn't done anything wrong, then he should be treated in precedence with what has happened in the past. I think, my take on this is two things. One, I don't think Kunal Kamra did the smartest thing known to man.
Right.
Because in the capacity of an individual flying on a commercial jet, he approached another journalist and was trying to kind of... Essentially, the video looks haranguing. And, the fact that he was trying to mimic up what Arnab does to other people in a studio setting is neither here nor there, right? Now, with the event being recorded and then people passing judgment on it, the only credible people to pass judgment is the pilot of the captain of the flight and the supporting airline staff who were there to witness the incident and resolve it, right? If according to them nothing has been done, I think that is where the matter should have ended, right? The two points to make is I think ministerial intervention for something like this sets a dangerous precedence because then every citizen, and I think it's welcome, if every citizen's right is protected, not only some journalist, nominal journalist, who is very supportive of the government, then that's a fair thing. You know, let's be consistent. I think you can't be harassing certain people and getting away with it and not. But I think the general point I want to make is in public culture in India, this is becoming a race to the bottom where people think that it's, whether it's Kunal Kamra or somebody else, somebody from the Republic TV harassing another politician or public figure. There are certain places in public life which are beyond these kind of, you know, soundbite seeking, right? And I think what is happening is increasingly public culture is kind of going down the drain, where simple courtesies that you would accord other people, as in privacy while flying, is being taken out, and people are seeking. I haven't seen this happen anywhere else. Where the other day I saw a clip of another journalist, probably from the Republic TV, approaching Lalu Prasad's son. Right, just a comparable thing where he was trying to kind of harangue him into giving a comment. Though they were being told not to. So I think it begs the question that, you know, this kind of behavior isn't right, irrespective of who does it. And that's my view. And if the minister decides to intervene on this case, I hope this becomes a precedent where intervention is sought and held up in other cases as well. So maybe, who knows, Rohit, in a roundabout sort of a way, it could be a brilliant thing that any time a Republic journalist tries to harangue a private citizen who's flying kind of notionally off duty to give a soundbite, they'd be violating the same sort of clauses and held back from flying in a similar way. That's my view on it.
Well, that's a very interesting take, Bhante. And shouldn't we thank Kunal Kamra for this? So I'm going to play devil's advocate on a couple of things. So this point about, you know, the race to the bottom is a good point. But I want to be, like, my perspective would be that, you know, I see the point that you're making, but I think we should distinguish between that larger point. And that should, in my view, not be taken to mean that we consider Kamra as, I would say, guilty in some ways of what Arnab has done. Now, yes, it's unpleasant when someone, you know, any two people shouting, right? In the way that, or some guy speaking loudly is also very annoying on a flight. But then, you know, so many things that Indians do are super annoying. So this guy made an amazing point on Twitter. He said, "I find it very funny that Indians of all people are complaining about etiquette on a flight. Because we are the absolute worst behaved of any country on flight. You know, before the flight stops, people are opening overhead bins, pulling out luggage, etc." Want to apologize to readers, to our listeners, you know, for a little bit of audio disturbance, but we'll keep going towards wrapping this up. So, the question is, you know, would we insist on the fact that, let's say, in extreme cases, extreme political circumstances, people who resisted against, let's say, the Nazi regime or the fascists should have followed liberal civility? And, you know, the other thing I just want to draw attention to is Pragya Tiwari, who's, you know, she's a journalist, she's also a scholar, you know, works in a number of fields. She actually has written a very interesting piece where she says that what she's really seen it through the prism of the poetics and aesthetics of protest. And she said that what Kamra has done can be seen as kind of Brechtian performance art. And it's actually a really, really powerful argument that it kind of connects with what you're saying, that what he's done is through this performance, he's actually exposed the kind of hypocrisy and inconsistency of the Indian state apparatus in having one set of standards for people who don't have power and another set of standards for those who do have power. So let me just put those points out there, and that will be the final word that I have to say on this.
I think we've discussed this long enough. I think we are not saying that what Kunal Kamra did was right, or at least, you know, he should be subject to fair treatment. My question is this fair treatment? And that's where I'd like to leave it.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the point, that, you know, my point is always about consistency, right? If you are going to be consistent, if you really want to people to follow rules, you should be consistent. That said, I'm also with Kamra completely on his point that he, you know, liberal validation and woke culture. And we'll talk about woke culture, which I think is terrible. And Indian woke culture is the worst of all. You know, he gives a damn for that. He says he did what he had to. Again, whether I agree entirely with what he did or not is completely irrelevant. But I respect the fact that he did what he did. I'm okay with that. You know, and people can make the point about liberal hypocrisy, etc. That's fine too. But we'll leave it at that because this is, you know, a complex issue. And, you know, maybe we can go back to this interesting question later about ethics versus rules, right? And, you know, where do you kind of draw the line in either case? But for now, let's wrap it up. So we'll be back soon. Thanks very much, Bhante. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bhante would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.